This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held an election rally at Palakkad in Keralam this afternoon ahead of state assembly polls. Mr. Modi said the mood of Keralam is in favour of the NDA. He said the people have had enough of the poor governance of LDF and UDF.
Keralam mein LDF, UDF, dono hi BJP par nishana saadh rahe hain. Iska matlab ye ki ye dono bhrashtachari partiyan agar kisi se dari hui hai, to wo hai BJP.
Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today said BJP has stopped the inflow of illegal immigrants into Assam and will work to deport them over the next 5 years. He was addressing an election rally at Dhekiajuli in Sonitpur district this afternoon. Highlighting the achievements of the BJP government in the state, Mr. Shah said over the past 10 years, Assam has largely become free from insurgency, which brought peace and new opportunities to the region. He accused the Congress of failing to maintain law and order during its tenure, resulting in the loss of lives of hundreds of youths. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the situation in West Asia has created challenging times as the region is a key hub for India's energy needs. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that the nation will overcome the challenge as it did during the COVID-19 pandemic.
जिस क्षेत्र में अभी युद्ध चल रहा है वह क्षेत्र हमारी ऊर्जा आवश्यकताओं का बड़ा केंद्र है इसकी वजह से दुनिया भर में पेट्रोल और डीजल को लेकर संकट की स्थिति बनती जा रही है हमारे वैश्विक संबंध अलग अलग देशों से मिल रहा सहयोग और पिछले एक दशक में देश का जो सामर्थ्य बना है इनकी वजह से भारत इन परिस्थितियों का डटकर मुकाबला कर रहा है मैं आज मन की बात के माध्यम से सभी देशवासियों से फिर यह आग्रह करूंगा कि हमें एकजुट होकर इस चुनौती से बाहर निकलना है
The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Gulf nations for providing all kinds of assistance to over 1 crore Indian diaspora during this time. Mr. Modi cautioned against politicizing the issue and warned that rumors could harm national interests. He urged people not to be misled by rumors and trust the information given by the government. The Prime Minister praised the role of My Bharat in engaging youth in nation building, citing large participation in initiatives like the Budget Quest and essay competition. He also commended young contributors for their ideas on development, farmer welfare and women-led growth.
My Bharat dwara Budget Quest ka aayojan kiya gaya. इसका मकसद था देश भर के युवाओं को बजट प्रक्रिया और नीति निर्माण से जोड़ना इससे जुड़ी क्विज में देश भर से करीब 12 लाख युवाओं ने हिस्सा लिया इनसे पता चलता है कि मेरे युवा साथी देश के विकास में अपना योगदान देने के लिए कितना तत्पर है
Emphasizing health and fitness, the Prime Minister urged people to adopt healthier lifestyles, reduce sugar and oil consumption, and embrace yoga ahead of International Yoga Day. The Minister of State for Tribal Affairs, Durgadas Uiki, has said that India's tribal communities are a powerful symbol of harmony with nature and play a crucial role in environmental conservation and cultural preservation. Addressing the Vandhan Conclave at Bharat Tribes Fest 2026 in New Delhi, the Minister highlighted that tribal societies have, for centuries, lived in balance with forests, water, land and biodiversity. He said their traditional knowledge and sustainable lifestyle offer valuable lessons for the entire world. Israel struck key military infrastructures in central Tehran overnight, while Iran continued to launch missile and drone attacks on Gulf countries. Israeli Defense Forces said it carried out a wide-scale wave of strikes targeting Iranian military infrastructure in Tehran, targeting weapons production, missile facilities, aerial defense systems, and command centers. Several commanders were reportedly killed. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. That is the end of this news bulletin.